of Inyanei Shiduchim. So when it comes to Shiduchim and an individual is interested to make sure that the potential candidate is a proper candidate. So let's say either they come to ask you or certain times having to know that individual, a person is in the, obligated to sometimes based on certain circumstances to relay the message about the background of that individual. So it says that Rav Yitzchak Yosef brings that first of all he is supposed to go to Morei Halacha, those who are poskim, to find out whether to what extent a person is obligated to give over certain information. Velo yachlid levado beisur lashon hara hachamur. That we know that when it comes to isur lashon hara, there are many different types of conditions that are supposed to be met, that a person should not be transgressing the isur to be able to transmit the information. He says, first of all, you are not supposed to fool the other side, to tell them information that bichlal is not even true, to be able to bring up the candidate in their eyes with facts that bichlal are not truthful at all. Because of the fact that he said that you have compassion on the guy and this individual, whether the boy or the girl, and therefore basically you praise them, you give them ma'alut, which means potential qualities that in reality they don't possess. That's one nekuda that is wrong. And on the other hand, when the matter becomes more serious, either of the two sides, excuse me, are supposed to give each other the certain information. That means, let's say if the person has a serious medical condition, he doesn't have to say the first date, but when the dates are becoming serious, so depending how many dates a person is going to make the proposal. Let's say in certain communities, Arab Avadi also recommends by the date number 9. That is not chok velo yavur. Person has to see, let's say it takes 2 months, 3 months for a person to become serious. So when the situation, that means for if the whole 3 months it takes for a person to be dating till they are ready to propose. So when this dating becomes serious, then they are supposed to relay the certain serious information that, let's say they have medical condition or they have other information that's supposed to be, mentioned. So they are obligated. It's not that they have, a choice to say or not to say. They are obligated to say. And if they ask you, you are obligated to relay. So it says, V'chen, let's imagine the Khatan is me'umat, was adopted. This is serious information. You have to say. So he brings in the footnote a major, major important factor. Says that from Pitchei Teshuvah, one of the poskim, he brings as follows. Says sometimes a person is interested to observe the mitzvah of the Isur Lashon Hara. He doesn't want us to relay the information. Very nice. He says, listen here. The Torah says, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. Lo telech rachil be'amecha, which means don't be a tell-bearer to go and gather information from over here to say it over in another place. This is what they said about you, etc. Lo telech rachil be'amecha. At the same time, the Torah in the same pasuk, not another pasuk, in the same pasuk says, Lo ta'amot al dam re'echa. Don't stand idly by when the blood of your friend is being spilled. He says, like this, therefore, Ra'iti lenachon. I see that it is proper for me to mention le'idach kisa, the other side. Sheyesh avon gadol yoter mize. There is a greater avera than lashon hara itself. That you don't want to say anything bad. Very nice. But you're going to make these people, this couple's life miserable for the rest of their lives. You're going to allow this guy to hire or become partners with somebody who's a gangster, because of the fact that he doesn't know, and you know the first-hand information. There are 7 conditions that have to be met that you want to relate the information regarding this individual, and you know it firsthand. You're not going to exaggerate it. You're not using the opportunity to be able to knock down the other party. You mamash mean it sincerely, etc. All the conditions that Chafetz Chaim writes, and you don't want to say Lashon Hara. What are you talking about Lashon Hara? Lo ta'amot al dam re'echa is written in the same pasuk. Don't stand idly by when the blood of your friend is being spilled. So therefore, Misha Moneayat Atzmumile Galot Ozen Havero, somebody that does not want to relate the information. Bemakom Sorech Lahatzil Ashur Miyad Oshko, to save the oppressed from the hand of the oppressor. Mipnesh Khoshesh Leisul Ashanara. He says, this is what you imagine it to be. This is not correct. This is not the halacha. Haroe Misha Orev Lechavero. Somebody that knows that people are going to come to ambush. You're not going to say that the gangsters are planning to come and ambush you. They're going to rob you. They're going to all these things. You are afraid of Lashon Hara. What Lashon Hara? So therefore, you're doing a worse Avera. That's what he said. Lo Tamud Al Dam Reicha. Don't stand idly by when the blood of your friend is being spilled. So therefore, this is Nekuda number one, that a person at least, minimum to say, has to take the guidance of the poskim. He has an obligation. To what extent you have an obligation, you have to ask the halacha lema'aseh, to what extent that information is important, and at which stage is supposed to be related. If they themselves did not say it, then you certain times have an obligation. Have an obligation. It's not a choice. You have an obligation to relate the information.